I'm Kaya.
And I'm Aspen.
And we're burning the disco down.
Hey guys. Let me just set the scene for you. The last time I did this, we were in the middle of a moving vehicle in Texas, but this time we're at Kaya's apartment and we're sitting on her new couch that's so comfortable, by the way. And I'm just speaking into my microphone as usual, holding my microphone, and Kaya has a contraption around her body.
My whole body. It's just literally wrapped around my entire body.
It's wrapped around her neck. Picture a stethoscope that the doctor has folded around the doctor's neck, but that's Kaya. And then the microphone is set into like a microphone stand that is attached to her neck, so she doesn't have to use her hands to record the podcast anymore. It's giving like pop star who has to dance and sing at the same time.
For context, my mom got me a Christmas present, and it is kind of like those like gorilla tripods where they like are bendy but like stiff, and it's like that except it goes around my neck and it holds a microphone.
We're gonna post on Instagram a video because I can't take this seriously, but also it's a genius invention at the same time.
I think the picture on the packaging was literally a man like giving a tour guide. Like he was like a tour guide and he was talking into the mic like on the bus. I feel like I need to be like this though.
Maybe no, I think it's fine. Because look at how I'm holding mine.
Look how high up it is in the video.
Like, does that hurt your neck?
Not really.
It's honestly like, it's those little inventions in life that just make things easier.
Yeah, so shout out to my mom. I know she's listening to this podcast because she texts me every week something about the podcast.
No, like, this gift is...
I said, I'm surprised she didn't get Aspen one for Christmas. Mom, Aspen's birthday is over the summer, so...
We could, like, walk around and do the podcast.
We're, like, on the streets of Denver just with a microphone around our necks. Which, honestly, isn't the weirdest thing we've done on the streets of Denver.
No.
After this past week.
Or on the podcast.
That, too. Yeah. That's very accurate. Yeah. Correct.
But we will get into that in a second. First of all, we're going to start with our first segment of the week that we coined the term of last week, that's called The Girls That Live in Delusion. And this is basically just like our life update because we live in delusion.
Correct.
But we needed a cuter way to say it. I'm going to start because it's important what I have to say.
I saw your note. So also Aspen this week decided to make an outline for this podcast.
Usually we just wing it.
And well, except for the very, very, very beginning.
Yeah.
When we wrote out every single thing. And then that got to be too much.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now we found a happy medium, at least for now. And she's written out this little outline. And I looked at it before we recorded. And I saw her note under the section. And I was like, what does this mean? So I'm excited to hear this story.
Well, I just realized now that I'm reading the outline, it's two things that are completely separate. But I put it in a sentence that looks like it's one. So
I now was like, what
that,
does this
I do
mean?
Understand why you're confused. Okay, I have two life updates, but I put them, like, together in our outline for the sake of just, like, recording it easy or writing it down easy, and I'm sorry for the confusion. But today I think I witnessed people falling in love. And what is that called when they, like, meet cute?
A meet cute.
I think I witnessed one.
Which we literally just talked about last week.
Yeah, so I was at the coffee shop working earlier this morning, and I was, like, sitting in, like, a area that had, like, four tables that were pretty close to each other, and it was me, and then there was like this guy who was like on a call and like working on his computer, and then there was this girl who was reading like a book, and I was like, damn.
At a coffee shop?
Yeah.
This is so stereotypical. No, meet cute.
I know.
Like, what do you mean?
And I was like in the little the center of it. And I never wear my headphones at coffee shops because of like stuff like this. Like, I love to hear what people are saying. Like, you guys, you could get the best gossip at coffee shops, for real. I've heard...
This is actually very true. I've Aspen heard texts us all the time, and she's like, you'll never guess what I just heard.
No, like, I've heard it all. One time I sat next to two girls. I think I talked about this on the podcast, but they were, like, super into, like, the Gaylor lore. And, like, oh, my God. For an hour, just talking about it. There's these two girls that met at a coffee shop, and I had my Eras Tour tote bag on the floor, and I was, like, kicking it away so they wouldn't talk to me. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to talk about this thing.
God
though.
Forbid they're like, oh my God, are you like,
no. And that's what my fear was. Like, if they were talking about anything else, I'd be like, yeah, sure, I'll talk to you about that. But yeah, I got worried. I've heard like people talk about their divorces. I heard this one girl talking like in extreme depth about like her mom's like and hers like bad relationship. Like you hear crazy things. Like people will just spill it all.
They're so open. It's yeah. like the hair salon and yeah. the nail salon. They're all the same.
And like no one like really thinks about the other people are just like sitting there in silence working.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Every
so.
Time at the hair salon, I'm like, damn.
No, I know you hear it all.
Literally, like when I went to the one that my mom works at when I was at home, I was like listening. The girl was doing my hair and I were listening to like everyone's stories. And like we stopped talking to each other for a good like 15 minutes. And she was like, I'm just listening. And I was like, no, literally me too.
It's
I was
the
like,
best.
This is the best gossip yeah. I've ever heard. And I was like, I know everything about their lives now.
I know. It's crazy. Anyway, so I was in the coffee shop and this guy gets off his call and he was just like sitting there for a little bit and then he like looks over at the girl and he like kept looking at her and I was like, oh my god, he is in love with her.
It's love at first sight.
Yeah. And they were like kind of like our age, like wow. maybe a little bit older. And he was like, oh my gosh, I can't remember the exact words that he said, but he was like, I love that book. And I was like,
stop.
Let's go.
The coffee shop, the book.
I know. It was literally a movie. And that's why I wrote it down. Because I was like, I have to talk about this on the podcast. Like, this is such our, like, dream.
Yeah.
And she was
you
like, oh, my God.
Our dream is if Aspen hasn't been in a relationship for 8 years.
I know. But, like, just seeing stuff like this. Like, we always talk about stuff like this. But, yeah. And then I was like, okay, this is either going to go one or two ways. Like, she's going to be like, oh, like, me too. And then kind of just be like, not want to talk, you know?
Yeah.
Like I would just be like, okay, and then go back to what I was doing. But she was so ready to talk. She was smiling.
Wow.
She was like blushing, and I was literally in the middle of them, you guys. Like the tables were all like so close to each other, and I was like typing. I was like,
you're just like smiling to yeah. yourself,
and I was like trying not to list, like trying not to make it look like I was listening. But oh my god, they had the longest conversation.
Wow.
They literally talked about everything. They talked about the book, and they talked about school, and they like. And then, like, I had to leave, but I was just like, please give each other your phone number. And I wanted to witness it, but I couldn't, so.
Guys, there's hope out there.
Yeah, so I think I met, like, might have seen two people fall in love today. The second part of my...
Also, everyone, we're recording parts of this podcast in video form.
Yeah. We're attempting.
Only sometimes, because I don't have enough storage for that, but...
Yeah, not the whole podcast, but you'll get clips.
Yeah.
The little note that I wrote in our outline was, today I witnessed people falling in love, I think, and I also found out I have live TV. And these are two separate things, obviously. The second part of this is a mystery that I need someone to answer because I tried to Google it and I'm so confused. So today I clicked, like accidentally clicked the wrong thing on my Roku and it took me to like live TV, which I don't have cable. Like all I have is my Roku.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. 1,000 channels playing. Like I was like, what is going on? And I had the news. I because the first thing that I saw was Catfish and I was like, there's no way, because that's like my favorite show. And then
of course it was.
I know. And then I clicked on it, it was playing, and I was like, what is this and why is it free? And so now I'm really confused how I have that.
I think there's one on our TV too, but we don't have Roku.
And like I have a really cheap TV, so it's like it's not the TV,
yeah.
It's the Roku that has live TV. But like my Roku was like $40.
Yeah.
Like
it's,
this
it might
doesn't
be through
make
one
sense.
Of your, like subscriptions that you're logged into on the Roku, maybe.
That's what I thought too, but I don't have Hulu live TV, and the only other things that I have on there are Disney
well,
Plus, not live TV, and Netflix.
I mean, slay.
No, I know. So now. I have live TV, but there's just some things in life that don't make sense. Like, why is cable like $100-something
yeah.
a month?
Yeah.
But I have 1,000 channels somehow.
Yeah.
And why have I never seen this before? It's like hidden on the Roku. It's like at the very bottom.
Yeah, that's wild.
And so I try to look it up and I'm so confused. But if anyone out there knows why I have live TV, could you let me know? Because now I'm like, am I getting billed for this?
I don't think you're getting billed for that.
I don't think so either, right?
Yeah, I feel like you'd know.
There has to be like some way... I don't know. There has to be some way. But I looked it up and it was like, you can get 300 channels with like Roku live TV for an extra cost. But I was like, why do I have 1,000? Like literally like 300 channels in Spanish. Like I had everything. I had, you know, when you're on like a live TV and you have like the music channels at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah.
Had those. Like, why do I have that? today I was literally like, what is going on? Like, this makes zero sense. And it just really bothered me.
I can tell.
Like, I'm so confused. I need answers. Someone please give me answers. Okay, that is my love update. Obviously, I do live in delusion by those two things. Okay, what's yours?
For everyone that listened last week, I do not have a stalker. I don't think he showed up to Taylor Fest.
I forgot.
I mean, I didn't really look.
Nah, he would have said something.
But I think he would have said something.
Yeah.
So all clear. Everyone cheered.
Wow. Yay. Honestly, I didn't even think about it day of.
Me neither. I thought about it yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, we made it.
Dang. It's nice, but also like would have been good for the story.
I know, damn. Honestly, I almost replied just for the storyline.
Like, yeah, actually,
I was literally almost replied just for the plot. I should have.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also just didn't want to deal with it.
So. No, honestly, you shouldn't have. Yeah, I'm glad you didn't.
You're right. I have sometimes when we travel for Taylor Fest, if they're not sold out, I'll change one of my prompts and I'll change my location to wherever we are and I'll change one of my prompts and I'll be like something, something. I don't remember what the question I usually do is. But then the answer will be like, to come to Taylor Fest tonight at the blah, 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 blah.
That's marketing at its finest.
I did that in Texas when we were there in November. Maybe I'll
it's
do
like
it
all these
rock.
Guys like, hey, you're like, please come to our Taylor Swift night tonight. Like, we need to sell these tickets.
It's like, it's literally just my own episode of The Bachelorette. Yeah.
They all show up.
They're like in a line. They're like, what are you here for?
I take the mic. I'm like, and now a quick break.
I'll do that for Omaha for Up All Night this weekend.
Please do.
Yeah, if you live in Omaha, come to Up All Night this weekend on Saturday. Thanks.
You're gonna stay up all night.
And then next weekend we have Taylor Fest in Little Rock.
Yeah.
Speaking of Taylor Fest,
last Saturday,
yeah.
We had our Taylor Fest in Denver. It was our first show of 2024, and it was a sleigh.
It was so good, guys.
It was one of the best shows that we've ever had.
Yeah, it was so cool. It was just like, it sold out, which was fantastic. But like our decor was like the best our decor has ever been.
Everyone stayed so late, dancing on stage.
At one point, I literally looked out to the crowd and I was like, what time is it? And I looked at my watch and I was like, there's actually no way.
Yeah.
Like Denver doesn't usually stay that late.
No, especially like the people dancing on stage.
Yeah.
Like it was packed.
Yeah.
And yeah, the theme was leaving the Christmas lights up till January. And we like did a little play on like we could let our friends crash in the living room and had like a carpet, a rug, like an inflatable couch and like a backdrop so people could take photos. We'll post a picture of it so you guys can see.
Yeah.
Because it was so cute. But something happened that was not so cool.
Something not so chill happened.
And so we had this giant inflatable couch that, you know, it's a couch. Multiple people could sit on it to take their photo.
If you remember last week or maybe the week before. No, it was last week. We talked about how my parents got me a air pump for Christmas, like to blow up my tires because I always talk about how much I hate it on here. And so I didn't use it yet. This was my first time using it. And I don't blame the air pump for this.
No. I blame my brain.
I blame the couch.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, the pump is for tires.
Yeah. And I don't know why we thought a tire pump could blow up a couch.
To be fair, it did, though.
It did. Yes.
But at what cost?
But the circumstances, like, okay. Something's wrong with me because I thought we were going to be able to, well, first of all, we had to do this outside because like it plugs into the car.
Right.
So I thought, okay, we'll go out to the car. It's going to take 10 minutes. We'll blow up the couch.
The first plan was to do this very last. Like we were going to get all the decor up and then go blow up the couch. But then I was like, Aspen, will you come blow up the couch with me while it's like still kind of light outside? Because like otherwise we'd be sitting outside in the dark.
It's also like 30 degrees out.
Yeah, it was
probably like
cold.
20.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, we'll just get this done really quick. I don't know why we thought we could blow up a full couch with a tire pump in
quickly.
10 minutes.
Quickly, no.
But let me just say, so Kaya and I are in, right outside the Bluebird Theater.
Which, if you don't know,
is in one of the worst parts of Denver.
Correct.
And so we're walking down the street carrying this deflated giant.
To be fair, the road that, like,
we were in a neighborhood. It was fine.
Like the direct vicinity that we were in was fine. And also like the direct vicinity of the Bluebird is fine.
Yeah. Like we're not in that bad of an area, but it's not great.
A few blocks over, you're like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. And so We're carrying this deflated hot pink couch. I know somebody will be like couch. So
concerned about that note that we just made.
Yeah. So, well, okay. Clarify, no, we're not in like, also like.
We were safe.
Yeah. Denver is like, it's all relative, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's much worse places.
Yeah.
Especially like even in Denver, there's much worse areas. Yeah. But yeah. So we're carrying this giant deflated couch. We get to the car. We're trying to figure out the pump. It's freezing cold. We're trying to, it's pitch black because the sun had been setting and like, I can't see in the dark.
There's a flashlight on the pump though.
So yeah, which was so nice.
Yeah, that was a sleigh.
And then we're trying to figure out like the nozzle that will fit into the couch. And so we're trying to figure out the PSI because we're blowing up a couch. And so I don't really know like what that's supposed to be. But finally I figured that part out. And then we're like blowing it up and we're like, damn, like this is taking a while. Like it's not doing anything. And then we realize like it is doing something. It's just going to take an hour
because the couch is huge and this, they didn't break up the sections to inflate. Like they literally did the entire back of the couch, the entire bottom of the couch, and then one little strip in the middle.
Yeah.
Were the different sections that you could blow up. So like the little section in the middle was so fast. Like we had to let out some of the air because I thought it was going to pop.
Yeah. It's like literally just a second. So we did that and we're like, oh, let's go. And then we realized... Oh no. Also, this couch is literally as big as my couch in my living room.
Like
which,
it's a full size couch. Yeah, like you live in fit like four people on there.
Yeah. Like it's literally the same size as my couch. And so we're blowing it up. We're sitting on the ground.
I'm literally sitting in the dirt. Like on the mulch. In,
yeah, mulch, wood chips, like the not side the sidewalk. Of not the sidewalk. It's like the in between of the sidewalk where the trees are between the street and the sidewalk. We're sitting there blowing up this couch. It's taking like 30 minutes just sitting there in the freezing cold. We didn't have jackets on.
No. Which I was wearing a sweatshirt.
Why? Me too. Why were we not wearing jackets? I didn't even bring a jacket.
I didn't bring a jacket either.
I don't know what we were thinking, like, truly. And so then I'm like really not patient, which like I need to work on this.
But also like we were just like shooting shit on the side of the street, like not comprehending how much time was passing. So it felt like it had been so long.
And like when you're just staring at a couch that's trying to get air in it to inflate, like every second feels like an hour.
You also kind of start hallucinating a little bit and you think that it's like moving to inflate, but it's not.
Yeah, and it's dark so you can't really see.
Yeah.
And people are walking by, like this is a neighborhood, people are walking their dogs. There's people that have like a truck that's broken down across the street from us that were staring at us and we were staring at them and they're trying to fix their car. And we're just blowing up this couch on the side of the road, you know, no big deal. And so then I was like, I think you came up with the idea of singing.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I'm going to freak out. Like, no patience. I have literally no patience. Like, this was such a test for me.
I'm getting the weirdest deja vu right now for some reason. Really? Like, have we been through this before?
I hope not.
I'm so confused.
Oh my God. Right now. I'm scared.
Okay, carry on.
And so Kaya was like, we need to like sing All Too Well or something. So then we'll know it'll be 10.
We know that 10 minutes have a lot. Oh my God, we will know that 10 minutes have gone by. Wow.
And I was like, okay. So then I said, I walked through the door. We sang. loud. Like, we literally were on the side of the road.
If someone was walking by, you could hear us singing. There's also two men trying to fix their actual car on the other side of the street.
And they're literally listening to us.
We're sitting there pumping up this couch with a flashlight, singing All Too Well 10 minute version, a cappella style. With
and no it's like music a long, playing. Like the pump is loud.
Yeah.
It's like.
So we're singing loud enough to be over the pump.
So we're like making a scene. And we're probably out there for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then our friends called us and they were like, you guys alive? And we're like, yeah, just, you know, blowing up the couch. We're trying.
The couch is massive.
Yeah. So we got through All Too Well 10 minute. I think I sang like multiple parts, like multiple times to try to like.
Yeah.
Trick my mind into thinking like it wasn't that long.
It was also really hard to sing like off the top of your head without background music.
Yeah,
it was very confusing.
And then the song ended and that was my last straw.
I had about 17 last straws that night. Like, I'm not even kidding, there was multiple points where I literally thought I was gonna have a mental breakdown
because it was freezing. Like, my hands were shaking, they were so cold.
I literally couldn't feel them. And you have to like, it's like an inflate, like a
you have to like
You have to pinch it because it's like a pool floaty kind of.
Yeah. So we had gotten one half blown up and then the song ended that we were singing and I was like, no. And we couldn't, like, our brains were going, we were trying
we were trying to, it sounds like we were like stranded in the middle of the woods. We were trying to think of like songs that we know the beginnings of, like off the top of our head.
And I had no, like my brain was just nothing.
And then I was like, I'm doing good. I'm also
doing and I was like, shit. Let's go. So then we sang the one and then this couple walked by and they were like, new patio furniture. And we just, like, not even, like, crack a smile. We just stared at them. Like, I think
we kind of went,
yeah, like, I didn't even, like, there's no way to explain what we were doing.
No. Like, and also, like, no one had spoken to us. Like, people had walked by and, like, looked, but no one said anything. Like, this was the first time that someone actually said something. So it was, like,
yeah,
really jarring.
So I just, and then we carried the blown up couch down all the way back. Street.
Yep.
In the freezing cold, like my hands were shaking. I was so cold. Yeah. My nose was running so bad, like it was freezing.
No, yeah, it was so cold.
And then, yeah, I just want to say
we also had to pee when we first walked outside.
we were out there for like an hour.
We're like, it'll be fine.
We're like, this will be so quick.
It was
little
not fine.
Did we know. Little did we know we need to buy an air mattress pump.
Also, mind you, before all of this occurred, I had handcrafted two friendship bracelet garlands that took like literal years off of my life because. In case you guys didn't know, some glue will melt styrofoam. So I went through a lot with that. And then the garland was to hang behind the couch. So that whole little photo backdrop was really testing my patience.
I just want everyone to know we do a lot for this business.
Yeah.
Like, please come to our shows because we put our blood, sweat, and tears into this.
Quite literally.
Like, please. We try so hard to make it a good show. But that's it was honestly
tears for this. I hosted parties.
Honestly, that's about us.
Yeah.
But it all turned out to be worth it because everyone thought it was so cute. And it's like the cutest pictures that we've ever
so
had.
So cute. Yeah.
It literally looks like people are in our living room.
But yeah, it was really, really rough. And then hanging it all was really rough.
So please go on the Perfect Night Productions Instagram and comment how much you love the couch and the garland and everything because we worked really hard. Yeah. Thank you. And like the post and reshare and tell your friends to
maybe
go to Taylor
Fest. Maybe also follow Taylor Fest while you're there.
Yeah. Perfect Just Night Productions.
Thought. Yep.
But yeah, if you guys do want to go to our other shows or, you know, if you know someone that lives in these cities, let them know that we're going to be in Little Rock on January 20th, Seattle on January 26th, Minnesota, which is like Twin Cities on February 3rd, Chicago on February 3rd, Omaha on February 16th, and Des Moines, Iowa on February 17th.
Also, by we mean Taylor Fest collectively. We specifically will not be at all of those shows.
Yeah. We'll be at Little Rock in Minnesota.
Minnesota will be our first solo show.
Yeah. Let's go.
Because Kendra let me DJ last night or Saturday night.
Honestly, you did so good.
Thanks.
Amazing work.
It was really fun. I have to tell the story because it was really funny. On Saturday, we knew that like Minnesota was going to be Aspen and I's like first solo show, so I've been like practicing with one of the old DJ boards, and then Saturday Kendra was like, she like had to go to the bathroom or something, like she took her break and she left me, and I was like, oh, okay. And so I like, she showed me how to like make sure I knew how to hit play because like it's a different board than mine, and then I hit play fine, and then I was like, oh, like I can load the next song, like I know how to do that, and I did it. And then Kendra came back and I was like, oh my god, Kendra, I did it. And she was like, oh my god, yay. And then I hit play and she was like, Kaya was playing that whole time. And so then she had to do the little
yeah, there's a little scratchy
and she had to rewind it, but it was funny. And then I never messed it up again. So
you live and you learn.
Yeah,
it was fine
but yeah. It was just really funny because I was like, I did it.
You're
like,
so
yay!
Excited, literally didn't do it at all.
But it's fine now, I got
live
it.
And learn.
I've learned my lesson, and so now I'm ready for Minnesota,
and I hope you guys are too,
which will be so weird. Like, I just like the first three is gonna be so weird.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Like, it's it's gonna be so weird.
We're gonna slay.
Yeah, it is gonna be a slay. So if you live in Minneapolis or Twin Cities, come
or
see us.
Or what is it called?
Twin
Minneapolis
Cities.
Or
Twin Cities.
No, Twin Cities.
Oh,
is
St. Paul.
Yeah, St. Paul. I'm learning my geography.
Come hang out with us then, because that'll be a slay show to come to.
Yeah, it'll be really
if
fun.
You
and
to this podcast, you're gonna,
yeah,
you'll really enjoy that one.
Yeah. Maybe we'll be like, please follow our podcast.
I mean, might as well. It'll
yeah,
just be,
it'll just be us. Like, BTW. Honestly, yeah.
Because it'll literally just be us. Yeah. Bring the extra stickers.
Yeah. And I still have the cards. I have a few. Yeah. Okay, now we finally named our next segment after lots of thinking. We used to call it like our hyperfixations or like our favorites. Now we're calling it Obsessive Little Me from Stupid Emotional Obsessive Little Me.
From Enough For You.
Yeah.
By Olivia Rodrigo.
Because we get obsessed with things.
Yeah. So, welcome to Obsessive Little Me, where we will talk about our hyperfixations of the week.
Thanks for that intro. That was fun.
That's what real podcasters do.
I know.
They always say the thing.
And I know. And instead we're like, so.
Okay. Well, now that we have names for stuff, we're going to start doing that.
Also, our episodes feel a lot more like structured now.
Yeah. Like having specific segments
each
week.
It's really nice. My obsession right now is a book that I'm reading, and it's called Homebodies by Trumbull Denton.
Story.
Yeah. Oh my God. It is so good. It was posted by an influencer that I follow. And so I was like, oh, that looks cute, just because I literally judged a book by its cover because it's pink and red and like really cute. And so I was like, cute. And I started reading it without even reading what it was about.
That's so brave.
I know, because I like really trust this person, this influencer that I follow. And it's amazing. I'm only like probably a third of the way through, but so far I'm hooked. The writing style is like my exact preferred writing style. It's so descriptive, and it's about a girl in New York, and it's just like my whole entire vibe. And yeah, highly recommend so far. What about you?
It's a great question.
I know, you're a sour patch.
I literally was looking over the countertop. Like, I'm not even kidding.
What are those called?
I said this last week, I think, but the Sour Patch message hearts.
Oh, they're so good.
That only come out at Thanksgiving.
Valentine's Day.
At Valentine's Day.
What month is it?
Oh, my God. They're so good. If you haven't tried them yet, you really should if you like sour candy. And then also, if you don't know, I'm obsessed with Reese's. Like, I love Reese's so much. So much to the point where everyone gets me Reese's whenever they have to buy me candy. It's either Reese's, Nerds Gummy Clusters, or Sour Patches. As you can see, if you were sitting in my living room right now.
They're all right in a line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm obsessed with Reese's, and like Kendra buys me different forms of Reese's. Like pretty much every time I see her, I feel like.
No, like she finds these things that I've never heard of.
Literally.
Though.
And she finds like the most obscure ones.
Yeah.
So every time I see her, she gets me new ones. And this all started because I'm like obsessed with the little mini cups that have pretzels in them. Like those are my favorite Reese's of all time. They're just so good. And this all started because I couldn't get them and she could find them and I couldn't. And so she used to bring them for me. And so now she brings me different ones all the time. And so this past weekend, she brought Reese's dipped animal crackers. So it's like an animal cracker with chocolate on the bottom and then the peanut butter's on top of the animal cracker. And they are so fucking good.
You guys, they are so good.
Aspen just had one before we started recording.
They are so good.
Like, it's kind of like the Tagalong Girl Scout cookie in like flavor and crunch.
Yeah.
But like the ratio of peanut butter to chocolate is just so perfect with the animal cracker. Like
it melts in your mouth.
It's literally so good.
I also just love animal crackers. Same. I could eat those all day. Oh my God, they're so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is next level.
So that's up there.
I don't even know where you could buy them, but everyone needs to find them.
I've also Tate McRae'd myself out. So I have been shuffling my music again. This is my problem because I get so hyper fixated on music and then I listen to it too much and then I like don't know what to listen to after that. So then I'm just shuffling.
Yeah, I get that.
So that's where I'm at.
All right. Now time for our burning questions.
Where you write in your submissions and we answer them on the podcast via our anonymous form on Google.
The voice change. I can't take anything seriously.
It gets seriously. So
serious. I'm like, you turn automated.
I'm trying to channel Travis and Jason when they introduce their little segments because they always do that.
That makes sense.
And I think it's a good idea, so I'm going to start doing
that. Please write into our question box. It's linked in our Instagram bio and it's all anonymous. The first person says, do either of you have a P.O. box for friendship bracelets? First of all, my heart's melted.
No, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I don't even know like how to reply to this. I don't have a P.O. box, but this is a nice thing that anyone's ever said to me.
Should we open a P.O. box?
Maybe.
I mean, why not?
How much is that?
I think it's like a... I don't even know if it... I opened one when I started my Etsy.
Let's look into it.
Yeah, we'll look into it. We'll get back to you.
That would be sick. And we could send friendship bracelets back.
Yeah, I think if it's anything, I think it's like a yearly.
Oh my God, we could have pen pals.
And then we could like, yeah.
I would literally write anyone a handwritten letter.
I know a lot of like influencers also send like PR to a PO box.
Yeah.
So we could also just use it for that.
Yeah, that would be nice.
If we ever get PR. If we ever get PR.
Anyways. The next person says, signing the petition for Kaya to be a WAG. I'm going to start that petition.
Whoever that is, thank you. Thank you for supporting my dreams.
We're all signing that petition. If you don't want to sign that petition, close out our podcast. Just kidding. We need these listens. Okay. This person says, hi, I first of all want to say I am not the person who asked who you want to win the election, but it got me thinking. Side note, sidebar, last week someone wrote in and said, who do you want to win the election? That was bold, but we answered it, so listen to last week's episode if you didn't hear that. Continuing. As a girly who also doesn't want to vote for Trump, who am I supposed to vote for? I'm 19. This is the first presidential election I'm voting in. I'm probably not as educated on politics as I should be. However, I don't think anyone can look me in the eyes and say Biden has done a good job, is a good candidate. This stuff is so confusing to me. Do you have any recommendations on what to do to learn more? Sorry if this is too much. It doesn't have to be on the pod. I just thought I'd ask.
Okay. I'll be taking it from here.
Take it over, Kaya.
Okay. First of all, love this question. Love that you want to educate yourself. I think that's a great idea before the election. Personally, I listen to a lot of like, there's no secret that like most either social pages or like news sources that you listen to are going to be biased, like either right leaning or left leaning. So everything that I consume is like super left leaning because, yeah. But like even the super left leaning stuff will like hold like Biden accountable and stuff like that. So keep that in mind. However, my friend Simone works in politics and she's worked on like elections. She has gotten me to volunteer on election campaigns before like the presidential elections and stuff. And she currently is working for Crooked Media. So she is very involved in everything. So I texted her your question because I knew she would have some ones that I wouldn't know about. And she says that she would like to refer you to Pod Save America, which I have listened to and I do really like that one. She also recommended Hysteria and or Strict Scrutiny podcasts. And I'm assuming they all have Instagrams as well. So there you go.
Amazing. We love resources.
Yeah. Thanks, Simone.
Thanks, Simone. And shout
thank
out
you to this person who asked this question.
Stay educated.
Yeah. It's a big election year.
Again. Also crazy that it's your first
election. That's
year.
Exciting.
Yeah. Always vote.
My first one was the presidential. No. My first one was the year after the Hillary Clinton Trump election. I remember because I was so frustrated.
Mine was
because I was 17.
Yeah.
I was 17. I turned 18 a month later.
Ugh.
And I was so pissed. Anyway.
Okay. And then the same person says, on a lighter note, do you have any favorite candle places / brands? The two of you are my absolute faves. I feel like I'm catching up with friends every week when I listen.
First of all, thank you.
That's so cute.
That's so cute.
Whenever people say stuff like that, I'm like, no, wow, you listen?
So crazy. But this is a question for Aspen because I am not a candle person.
You can answer the political one. I'll answer the candle.
The duality of this podcast. A little bit of everything over here.
My problem is candles aren't something that I splurge on because I burn through them quickly, but I know that soy candles
are superior.
Yeah, are the best because, well, I think they all release like toxic fumes.
Yeah, but that one.
But yeah, soy is like better.
Yeah, they also burn better, I think.
Yeah. Also, I love to get like a wooden wick, and you got to get a wick trimmer. And make sure you're trimming your wicks before you light your candle. But I like getting my candles from Target, but you shouldn't do that.
There's a lot of good like small businesses.
Yeah, well, there's one called Boy Smells, I think.
Oh my
it's
God,
something
wait, I
like that.
I actually have a suggestion. My recommendation is Sparta Candle Company. They are the same. First of all, they have the sweetest little old man. His name is Dwayne, and I love him so much. And they make candles and soaps. And I got their Afterglow soap because obviously, but they also make it in a candle version. I think I might get the candle version. Anyway, their scents are really good and they have a bunch of like Taylor Swift themed ones and non Taylor Swift themed ones. But their @ on TikTok is @SpartaCandleCo and they have like 800,000 followers. We're actually mutuals on TikTok because wow. I bought the Afterglow candle or soap. So
yeah, he's so I've definitely seen this. I love he's him. So cute.
Yeah, they're the best.
Amazing girl sent me candles. Her at is Afterglow NL. Afterglow.
I think she follows me, but she never sent me candles.
I think it's because I always talk about how much I love candles.
Yeah, you're right. Me not really just being like, yeah, I'm not really a candle person. Yeah. And then I'm like, why didn't she send me candles?
Oh, she follows the podcast on Instagram.
Oh,
but she
if you're listening to this, that was a joke. I'm not offended. I promise. I'm so serious. I'm so sorry.
No, we're just kidding. It's all in love.
I'm just kidding.
But I'm not a candle person. She sent me a candle that was, well, she sent me a few, but my favorite one was, oh my gosh, it's called like Coffee at Midnight or something. And it smelled like coffee. It was so good. But she hand pours all of her candles, which in my mind is like better. And they're soy and they're a small business. And she's really nice. She sent me like a letter and I've been talking with her and she, like, I just love her and everything that she does. So go support them.
So Afterglow is such a good name for a candle company.
I know.
What does NL stand for?
Newfoundland, wherever where she lives. Yeah.
Damn.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Well, I think that's what it stands for. Okay. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, that's who I recommend.
Those two.
Love.
Dwayne and Afterglow.
Again, variety.
Me and my bestie Dwayne.
Okay. This person says, OMG, yes, as a resident Maisie stand, I would love to hear you break down History of Man. It's one of the best on Good Witch for sure.
Okay, we have a lot of stuff to break down, guys. Like, this is good because we have a lot of stuff we need to talk about.
Yeah.
But we're like...
You just got
to
hold out.
We've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
There's a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
And then
but
also,
coming,
kind of in the same realm, the next person says... LOL, I'm the same comment as the previous Maisie one, and also I'm the one who commented about the book set in the Denver airport. It is a romance, though I will say the plot does deal with death as a theme as well. These are previous comments from last week, too. Slay, you need to read that book.
I specifically need to read the book.
Well, it's just like, it's so your vibe.
Yeah,
like,
you're right. I do love a silly little romance novel.
Especially like in the airport.
In the Denver airport. Crazy.
Like, I will read it too, but like you specifically.
I thought you just said I will read it to you. And I was like, I was like,
and
why?
Next week the podcast will be me doing an audiobook. And I'll just be reading
like,
it out loud.
So dramatic, but okay. Bedtime story.
Also going along with History of Man, this person says, okay, you guys probably have zero idea who I am because I don't know if you remember when I wrote in, but I'm the girl who writes essays on topic songs as her coping mechanism.
We remember.
Of course we remember you.
We had like an 8-week conversation with you. Of course we remember you. No idea
Our
who you are.
Our lives aren't that interesting. We remember
I
you.
I don't know who you are, but I remember yeah. your comments and your entries.
Yes, and thank you for writing in. They said, I just want to say that I wrote one of History of Man and cannot wait for the episode. Love you guys so much. Keep being amazing.
Thanks.
That's
love you too.
Slay that they wrote an essay on that.
Yeah, that's perfect. You want to send
that's
it
crazy.
To us?
Yeah, please do. Can we use it as our outline?
You want to DM the Google Doc to us on Instagram?
Okay. This last person says, hey guys, Aspen, you and I are quite literally opposite when it comes to doing things in silence. I have to listen to something or something has to be playing in the background anytime I do anything, literally anything. Maybe that's because I watch way too many horror movies and I'm scared that if it's silent, someone's going to jump out at me. Anyways, love you guys. Let me just say I feel this in my soul. We are not as opposite as you think.
She's just trying to be better about not doing that.
Yeah, but I will say when it's late at night, I have to, like, I will be, like, brushing my teeth or something, and something has to be playing. The second it gets dark, I'm scared of the dark. So the second it gets dark, I have to have something on, or I'm convinced there's someone in my apartment. Mind you, I live in a studio, no, like, there's nowhere to hide, and you can physically cannot get into my apartment. Like, I live in the safest building in yeah. America, but I'm convinced. Every night before I go to bed, the last thought that I think before I go to sleep is, someone's in here. I'm not kidding. Like, I genuinely am like, tonight's the night I'm going to get kidnapped. And so that's why I have to listen to something literally till I open my book to go to bed. But I'm trying to be better at like when it's not that time to like not listen to something. If it's the day, I'm not as worried that I'm going to get kidnapped. But I also do watch a lot of horror movies too. And so like I can picture like the nun from the Nun movie like standing behind me at all times.
So specific.
I'm like really scarred from that movie.
It's really specific.
It was really scary.
I feel like everybody has like 1 to 2 horror movies that really scarred them for life.
Yeah, it was the Nun for me. Let's get into the Golden Globes.
Yeah. Because were they so golden? Were they really?
No. They were not golden.
They were not golden.
We're recording this.
Golden. Da 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 da. Wow. I miss Harry Styles, guys. This is so sad. That actually just really triggered me.
You're so golden.
I really miss him.
Should be after they said, welcome to Golden Globes.
Da 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 da.
Like, that would have been so good. Yeah. So last night was the Golden Globes. We're recording this on Monday, January 8th. And it was eventful and not eventful at the exact same time. We're just going to kind of go through the highlights, do a little pop culture recap.
Highlights and the lowlights, if you will.
True, the best and the worst. So first of all, a man named Joe Kay that I've never heard of hosted the Golden Globes. I guess he's a comedian.
First of all, before we get into this, there has never been a single male comedian who has either been A, funny without being disrespectful, or B, not been like canceled at some point. Because why are all of your jokes like demeaning to other people every single time?
Yeah, I feel like.
But it's only men. Like, yeah. Women don't do that.
I know.
Like, women comedians don't do that.
I know. Women are superior.
Like, women are actually funny.
I've been to a few comedy shows where it's a guy and I'm like, okay, this is actually, like, I'm like laughing out loud. Like, I'm like crying because it's so funny. But I will say it's always the guys that mess up.
Yeah. And it's always like the really big ones.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you saw the Matt Rife drama.
No.
Yeah. There was a lot with that.
Mm.
He was like super popular and I never got a good vibe from him. But I also just never get good vibes from male comedians ever. And he like disrespected women in like a horrible, horrible way in jokes, quote unquote jokes. And anyway, I just feel like it's always the big male comedians that fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, and they just genuinely don't know how to be funny without being disrespectful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think that like a lot of comedy is like, you can't be super like, you can't think about it too much because all of it's disrespectful, like in but, a like, certain way. But like, this is just like, it's not funny.
Like,
you
it's
know?
Derogatory.
Like, it's just, like, boring.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, this it's wasn't even, funny. Like, funny at all.
No.
What he was saying. Because, like, I do see, like, sometimes where I'm, like, oh, like, you probably shouldn't have said that. But, like, also, it was kind of funny. And, like, everyone, like, you get, like, like, with comedy, it's, like, a fine line.
Also, like, did we learn nothing from when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock in the face?
Yeah. I guess we didn't.
Apparently not.
So the beginning of the Golden Globes was really awkward just because like all of his jokes were bombing because they weren't funny. And he just like looked like he was like having an aneurysm, like he was not okay.
What's also crazy about this is that like multiple people wrote these jokes. Like it was not just him. Like there was a whole team of people writing these jokes. And then like the producers had to like approve the jokes.
So it wasn't just like him like spitballing. Like
and
a lot
like,
of people were
insane.
Like, yeah, so it went down the line and made it to live TV.
Like how did it get this far?
And it made it to the room, like a room of the most powerful people in the world.
Yeah.
Just crazy. But his first like comment about Taylor was, the big difference between the Golden Globes and the NFL, at the Golden Globes we have fewer camera shots of Taylor Swift. And then the camera went to Taylor Swift and she did not crack a smile and just drank her drink.
Which like slay.
Yeah, like, her reaction was the best.
He did tweet today, though, and he was, or not tweet, he, like, said in an interview or something today that his, like, goal for the joke was to make fun of the NFL.
Yeah, and this is what I was going to say is, like, I see that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think this is that big of a deal.
He just did not deliver it correctly. Like, they should have worded it differently, and, like, it was not delivered correctly. It did not come off that way.
Like, the thing that would have made me mad about this if he said something about all of her boyfriends, because like we all know she's sick of that. We're all sick of hearing about that. He went in a different direction, which is like, fine. Did he say anything that bad? No. Like, it's not her fault how many times she gets shown on either like thing.
But
like, she can't control that.
Yeah, I think he just should have worded it differently.
Yeah,
that
was
actually his goal. Especially after the like
controversy.
Time magazine. Well, like in her Time magazine interview, and she was like, I don't care how many times I'm shown.
Like, yeah, she's like, I'm just there to see my boyfriend. Like,
yeah. Like, he should have worded it differently or just kept her name out of his mouth. I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah. But honestly, like, I feel like this kind of got blown out of proportion because of the other things that he said. If he had been saying funny jokes all night and then said this, it would have been like, okay, like, that wasn't funny, but, like, let's move on.
But also, like, my other thing is, like, I don't remember why he brought up football, but, like, I feel like he could have made any other joke. Like, he could have made, like, a silly joke about the Eras Tour.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, but then in my mind, I'm like, that's almost worse. Because, like, if he had been making fun of the Eras tour, no, but, like, then it's like...
Pete Davidson did it, and he was fine. Like, he did it in a way he did it in a tasteful way, though.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was actually funny.
Yeah, but I feel like at award shows, they're always just, like,
maybe
mean.
He's just a really bad comedian.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is, like, I just don't think it's, like, a funny joke. Like, no, it's not. It's not a joke. It's just, like, a statement, yeah. You know? Just, like, okay. Yeah. And everyone's just, like, all right. Like, I don't know what to do from here. But I think where it really got bad is when he started talking about Barbie.
Yeah.
Because he, like, completely ignored the entire movie.
The
purpose of Barbie. And the fact that, like, it was nominated for so many awards. And, like, this event was celebrating that. Yeah. And instead, he's just, like, putting it down.
Yeah.
He said, Barbie is based on a doll with big boobies.
The fact that a grown man said the word boobies on national television alone. Like, why do you have a job?
And everyone's face, literally Selena Gomez's reaction was the best part, because she put her head in her hands and shook her head like she was so mad.
Yeah.
It was
like,
so
what
good.
Do you mean?
Yeah. And then he goes on to say, I don't want you guys to think that I'm a creep. It was kind of weird being attracted to a plastic doll. Just something about your eyes, Ryan. It's not all about you, Margot. And then the camera pans to Ryan Gosling, who literally just looked so disappointed, because that is a joke about, like, being gay.
Yeah.
That's not even, like,
yeah.
Like, that's just not even funny.
No. And again, it's ignoring the entire purpose of the movie.
Yeah. Like, this just wasn't. Yeah. And then, okay, to make things worse, his jokes kept bombing. Yeah. And instead of just, you know, pushing through and just, like, was like, I'm just gonna get this over with, like, all these jokes were written for me, he says, yo, I got the gig 10 days ago, you want a perfect monologue? Yo, shut up, you're kidding me, right? Slow down, I wrote some of these and they're the ones you're laughing at. So then he goes on to say, these jokes were not written by me, when he said a joke that no one laughed at. He goes, right. I didn't write that. And so now he's never gonna get hired for anything again in his entire life, because
yeah, he just threw everyone under the bus.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, why would you? He's such a liability now. So not only is he untalented, he's now jobless. And so karma, the trash takes itself out, in the words of Taylor Swift.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
This is funny, not him.
Yeah, like,
that
the,
man doesn't have a
the
funny
karma
bone in his body.
Is funny. Yeah. Yeah.
He's the most unfunny person alive.
But he is, like, the name on everyone's lips today, so.
Yeah. And last night.
Yeah. Okay,
still
now.
I don't remember what his name is, so.
I think it's Joe K, but I might be wrong.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Who knows?
Okay, now we got to talk about the gossip that wasn't heard around the world, but I wish it could be, the Taylor and Selena and Kaylee gossiping.
Right.
What were they talking about?
Are you talking about the one where Selena said that Kylie wouldn't let her take a picture with Timothy?
Yeah.
Okay.
But is that what she said?
Yeah.
You
I
think?
Mean, for sure.
I thought she said, when I, like, first saw it, someone, like, had written and said, she said, Kylie's here. And then Kaylee said, with Timothy. And she said, mm-hmm. Because they didn't know she was there yet. And that's what I thought it was.
No, because in the video, Selena literally goes, and she said, no, and she shook her head. And then Kaylee said, Timothy, and she goes, mm-hmm, and nods her head.
Oh.
So, like, and plus Selena was in a movie with Timothy, so, like,
they
know
were friends. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So, like, it's not weird that she wanted to take a picture with Timothy at all.
No, yeah.
So I think she definitely was like, I went over to try to take a picture with Timothy, and she said, and then she shakes her head and she says no. And then, yeah. So
drama.
Also, the videos of Kylie and Timothy are, like, the most absurd things I've ever seen.
Oh my god.
Like, they're so cringy.
They love each other.
Like, it's kind of gross.
They love each other. It's crazy.
It is crazy. I, like, forgot about them, though.
I know. They, like, really hard launched, though.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to get married.
Okay.
Like, I feel like they're going to end up together. I really do.
Okay.
But, yeah. I just love those pictures of them gossiping. Like, it felt so real to me. Okay, let's talk about the outfits.
Yeah.
What was your favorite?
Margot.
Me too.
For sure. Like, without a doubt. Did you see her after party look too?
Mm-hmm.
She
it was
literally
so
wore
good.
The black version of the Barbie outfit. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that, like, her stylist, like, every single time she's done something for Barbie, has put her in a real life Barbie outfit, and that's crazy.
It's genius.
It's so smart.
Her stylist is amazing.
Yeah.
And she looked like Barbie.
That just reminded me that Tasha last night, when she saw that she was wearing a Barbie outfit, Tasha goes, she's like, why is she still wearing Barbie stuff? Are they gonna make a sequel? And I was like, Tasha, she's there for Barbie. And she was like, oh my God. She was like, I'd never even like processed that.
Her award it's for.
It was so funny. She was like, why is she still promoting Barbie? Like, and I was like, girl, she's at the award.
It's literally the award.
And Shannon was like, yeah, she'll get there eventually. I wasn't going to say
You're just waiting. No, it was iconic and obsessed. Also, I liked Selena Gomez's outfit.
I didn't.
Really?
I didn't like hate it, but like, meh.
I thought like, honestly, sometimes I kind of have low expectations for her and Taylor.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm kind of just like Margot Robbie, I have high expectations for.
Yeah, same.
Selena and Taylor, like, it's never like bad, but it's never like, wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And this time, like, Selena, I was like, okay, cute. Yeah. But Taylor like looked fine. Amazing.
Yeah, Taylor slayed.
Like, that color looks so good on her.
Yeah, the dress
cut
was so
of
pretty.
The dress was perfect.
Yeah, it was so flattering.
She looked amazing.
Billie's outfit.
Yeah, it's just giving Billie.
Like, what are we doing?
It's just her style.
But it was just like,
you kind of just have to look at it and be like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But she did look different with her red hair.
Yeah.
That's kind of all the notable outfits that I was thinking of. Same. All the others were like really, like everyone's looked really good. There wasn't anyone where I was like.
Every award show though, I am just reminded how disappointing men are.
When they're just in their tux.
They're just in a black tux.
Yeah. Okay. Emma Stone won Best Actress for Poor Things. And one of my favorite parts was, did you see Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes. When she was like, if I don't win, I'm going home.
Yeah.
I was laughing
she
so
She mouthed
hard.
That. But then she got up and was literally so excited for Emma. Like, yeah. She was, like, cheering.
She's just, like, the funniest person alive.
She.
Was she nominated for No Hard Feelings?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I know.
Like, that's actually
the
crazy.
The fact that No Hard Feelings was up against, like, Barbie and Oppen... Well,
I mean, I do love that. It was a good movie, but it was just, like...
No, it's just
so
not...
Funny.
It's not on the same level.
No, it's just so funny.
I love her, though.
Yeah.
And then also, I guess, like, Taylor Swift obviously is always the first to stand and clap.
Yeah.
And she was loudly cheering for Emma Stone. And then, like, at the after press interviews when they, like, are all in the separate room... one of the people were like, what did you think about like Taylor cheering so loudly like while you were trying to talk? And she said, what an asshole, right? But like kidding because they're best friends. But I just thought that was funny.
That is funny.
And then another thing that I thought was funny was when the Oppenheimer guy won for whatever he won. I don't remember. But his like wife kissed him. Did you see that?
No.
His wife, when he won, his wife kissed him like on the face and was like, congrats. He goes up on stage, lipstick all over his face. Like literally red lipstick everywhere. And I was watching with my mom and we were like, is he like, what is he gonna do? And then he goes, do I have lipstick all over my face? And everyone was like, uh-huh. And he was like, okay, I'm just going to go with it. And I was like, oh my God.
Honestly, that's the best way he could
I know.
Because
imagine if he didn't say anything and yeah. Everyone's just like.
Have you watched Oppenheimer?
No, I want to, though.
Okay, I haven't either. And I didn't even know that Robert Downey Jr. was in it.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or that Josh Peck is in it.
Yeah, Josh Peck's
like,
in
what
it.
Is that cast?
I know. I okay. Really want to see it. I need to, like,
is
pick
it on
a
streaming?
Night. Actually, I don't know. Mm. It's not in the theater anymore, so
yeah.
It must be.
I mean, Barbie is.
Yeah, I feel like it is. And then history was made. Lily Gladstone won Best Drama Actress for Killers of the Flower Moon, which I also haven't seen. And she's the first Indigenous performer to win in that category.
Slay.
Yeah, which was
it's
like a huge deal.
It's
yeah.
2024.
Yeah. And then she got her award. She spoke in the Blackfeet language and dedicated her award to every little kid, every little urban kid, every little native kid out there who has a dream and is seeing themselves represented in our stories told by ourselves in our own words and tremendous allies and tremendous trust from within from each other. And I just thought,
wow, that's so well said.
No, she.
I mean, obviously they pre-write their speeches, but like that
no,
was like
she
a
was
really
so,
good speech.
And she was so excited and
yeah,
everyone
really
was so excited for her. And like, yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
I wish it didn't take till 2024 for that to happen.
I know. But she made history.
Slay for her.
And then one of my favorite parts was Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig. Did you see them?
No.
They were. The only funny thing, like truly, like literally, they came out though, and I was like, thank God, like because I knew they were gonna save the show. I love Kristen Wiig, but they just like, it was kind of like a bit about how they were like being really serious. Like, this is the first time we're not going to be funny. Like, we're just going to be serious. And then, like, this song would start playing and they were, like, twitching, like, trying not to dance. And then they would, like, keep going and they were like, oh my God, sorry. Like, we just got really affected by this song. And then they went into, like, this dance number that was, like, the most awkward, like, dancing I've ever seen. Yeah, it is really funny. It also, like, was maybe not that funny, but, like, we had been, like, cringing the whole night, like, with the writing being so bad.
That I'm, like,
finally, like, and
there's some relief. Yeah.
And literally it was like showing people and they were like tears streaming down their face. But then I was like thinking back, I'm like, that wasn't actually, like, it was pretty cheesy. Like, it wasn't actually that funny. But
did you see, like, a nice, I don't know if this is on your list that you've written out here, but did you watch, have you watched Suits?
No.
Okay, well, did you see that they all reunited when they presented the award?
Oh, together? I did see that. Ugh. Yeah,
because that,
in my mind,
you should watch Suits. I think you'd like it.
I feel like I would too. Like, that's my vibe.
Yeah, I think you'd like it a lot.
I'm trying to finish White Collar. And
well, then you'll definitely like
it. And then I'll watch that. I can't, like, I also watched White Collar.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize, like, I knew in my mind that it was an older show. Yeah. But, like, last night when I was watching it, I thought it was new.
When they were
new.
Making the jokes about, like, shows getting recognition.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Because, like, why is it getting recognition in 2023 and 2024?
It's actually crazy. And then, finally, Taylor's award. She was nominated for Box Office Achievements, which is a new award that they just made, and it's basically, from what I'm understanding, the film that made the most money in the box office.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they made it just so they could give Barbie something.
I think that too.
Which, like, I'm glad
and
that if Taylor
that they
didn't
could
win
nominate Taylor Swift or
no,
something.
No, like, I'm glad that if Taylor couldn't win it, that Barbie did. Because, yeah, like, duh. But also, like, Barbie not winning most of their awards was shocking to me.
Oh, me too. I was shocked.
Yeah,
like shocked.
I think they made that award so that they could give it to Barbie and then hopefully we wouldn't be as mad about it.
And Barbie needs to win an Oscar.
Yeah.
But I was so confused because if it's about numbers, you would know that before you won the award.
Yeah, so I don't know that it's specifically numbers.
Yeah, because Barbie made $1.4 billion,
okay,
which is
research.
Crazy. Yeah. And Eras Tour made $250 million.
Oh.
But Eras Tour was only shown on the weekends.
Yeah.
But also, Barbie's just a bigger thing.
Yeah,
like
I think it probably
just
had something to do with, like, the cultural impact as well as the box office performance.
Like, I just think, like, Barbie deserved this.
Yeah.
As sad as I am for Taylor, like,
exactly.
She was,
like,
the first to be excited.
Win,
yeah.
At least Barbie won.
I just think, like,
I
Barbie.
I cannot take myself seriously with this microphone around my neck.
I keep, like, I can't look at you.
No, like,
it's like making me laugh.
Myself, seriously. I also keep tightening it and it's kind of choking me.
You're like,
it was kind of digging into my.
We have to post a picture of this so everyone can get a visual.
Yeah. Well, we have some video clips that we can share. You're welcome, everyone. We're getting there. I swear I'll get a real camera at some point so we can do this for real. Actually, I do have a real camera, but I can't figure out how to do the video on it for some reason.
Oh, weird.
Like, I have, like, a full, like, DSLR camera.
Hmm.
And I cannot, I have to look it up.
Yeah.
Then we could just, like, use that.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Anyway.
But yeah, that's kind of my thoughts of the Golden Globes.
Sly.
I don't really have any.
I think that covers
thing
it.
Else. I think that covers it. But thank you guys so much for listening. Sometimes it takes me a while to get through sentences on this podcast.
Oh my God.
But you guys,
I think I like this little life.
I wish you never said that. Honestly, I saw a TikTok the other day that was like, I'm on, like, bad driving TikTok because, like, people send me so many bad driving videos.
I need to talk about this real quick. When I was driving everybody around on Saturday, I, like, almost missed a turn. Uh-huh. So I, like, stopped and reversed and took the right turn because it was, like, a weird, like, Y break. Uh-huh. And Rachel goes, honestly, Kaya, I think Aspen might be beating you for best driver right now. And I was like, why would you even say that to me? And then after the show, when I was driving everybody home with, like, the piles of belongings in the trunk when I, like, couldn't see out the back window, we got back to the Airbnb and Rachel's like, I take it back. I never said a bad word about your driving ever.
No, you can say as many bad words about my driving as
no,
you want.
No, I literally said, I was like, Aspen says it herself. Like, how could
no,
you
like,
say that?
It's true. I need to start making people sign a waiver before they get in my car. I'm not kidding. Like, I try, but it's just, it's in my bones to be a bad driver. But yeah, a lot of my friends send me TikToks that are, like, funny about being a bad driver. Yeah. So I'm on, like, bad driver TikTok. And I saw this one and it was like the sound. I think I like this little life. And it was a girl who was like me after I, me and like me being oblivious after I put all my friends' lives in danger, and the friends are like upside down, like like they just got in a car accident, and the girl's like, I think I like this little life, like just driving.
I just love the videos like making fun of it. I saw the like artist that made the song posted a
poor
video
person.
No, but she thought it was so funny. She was like, I love how like this out, like it's literally the outro of her song, like that's it, like it's not even like a big part of the song.
I need to hear the song.
And she was like, I can't believe this literal outro of my song has caused like such internet chaos. And then she was like, she like typed it in like all weird letters, so uh-huh. She was like making fun of it, and it was funny, and everyone in the comments was like, we're not making fun of your song, like we're just making fun of like the trend, like
yeah, it's,
and like
it's
she
not the
knew
song.
That but it
yeah.
was just so funny, like I just love the videos of people making fun of it, and they're just like, I think I like this
so
little
funny. And it's like crazy things that have happened to them,
yeah, or it's just literally them sitting in their car and they just keep saying it in different voices.
I think
I like, think I like this little, like it's so fucking funny, it kills me.
Okay, I think I need to hear the song and it'll like heal me a little bit, but I'm gonna turn it off before then.
But yeah, I just had that in my brain and I like had to say it out loud immediately.
Okay, well,
sorry for triggering.
Next time, keep it in your brain.
Sorry guys. Sorry for triggering everyone. I didn't think before I spoke.
You need to start thinking. Anyways, everyone, please follow us on Instagram at Burning the Disco Down Pod, and follow us on TikTok if you want to see clips of our podcast, because we are going to be posting them at Burning the Disco Down. And rate us 5 stars and talk to you next week.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
I think I like this little life.